Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Biden spoke today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A statement says they discussed negotiations towards a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages being held by Hamas. They also spoke of increasing humanitarian shipments to the Palestinians in Gaza by opening more crossings this week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits the Middle East again this week to meet with Arab ministers in Saudi Arabia. He's also expected to continue talks with Israel about a ceasefire. National Security Advisor John Kirby says it's hoped that Israel and Hamas will be able to reach agreement on a temporary ceasefire and the release of hostages.
We want it to last for about 6 weeks. It would allow for all those hostages to get out and, of course, to allow for easier aid access to places in Gaza, particularly up in the north.
He was interviewed on ABC. Demonstrations in support of the Palestinians in Gaza have spread to college campuses across the country. The University of Pennsylvania has ordered a protest encampment on its campus to shut down. Carmen Russell-Slushansky from member station WHYY reports.
The encampment began Thursday and has grown to 30 tents on UPenn's College Green at the center of the university. Interim President J. Larry Jamison sent an email to the UPenn community late Friday demanding that students pack up. But protesters like junior Sophia Rosser say they are willing to risk arrest.
We plan on staying here until our demands are met.
Rosser says they want the university to divest from companies with links to Israel and defend pro-Palestinian protesters and scholars. For NPR News, I'm Carmen Russell-Slushansky in Philadelphia.
Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments about whether Idaho's abortion ban applies to emergency situations. Since the ban has been in effect, the largest hospital says there's more need for people to be flown out of state for emergency abortions. From Boise State Public Radio, Julie Lucchetta has more on the story.
In Idaho, physicians can terminate pregnancies only to save the life of the mother, not to preserve her health. That sometimes leaves doctors second-guessing when they can intervene. Dr. Jim Sousa is chief physician at St. Luke's Health System.
And when the guessing game gets too uncomfortable, we transfer the patients out at a very high cost to another state where the doctors are allowed to practice medicine.
St. Luke's says they've airlifted 6 patients to neighboring states for emergency pregnancy terminations since January. That's compared to just 1 in all of 2023. Idaho's Attorney General Raul Labrador suggested hospitals were airlifting patients in crisis, quote, just to make a political statement. For NPR News, I'm Julie Lucchetta in Boise.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has issued a state of emergency after tornadoes swept through his state yesterday, damaging roads and buildings and bringing down power lines. At least 4 people died. Grizzly bears will be reintroduced to North Cascades National Park in Washington State. Federal officials announced that decision last week. It comes after a half century of planning and debate around these predators of the West.
Federal biologists plan to airlift up to 7 of the big bears into the park each summer for the next 5 to 10 years. Grizzlies need big, wild country to survive, and the North Cascades region has some of the biggest chunks of wildland south of Alaska. Many rural residents living nearby have opposed the plan, citing the danger of bears attacking hikers or farmers. Wildlife officials say attacks are unlikely, especially if people learn how to avoid provoking the bears. The federal plan treats the Cascades grizzlies as an experimental population without all the protections endangered species usually get. That gives officials flexibility in managing or even killing any problem grizzlies. For NPR News, I'm John Ryan in Seattle.
Candace Parker says she's retiring from basketball. In her 16 seasons, she's been a WNBA champion 3 times, a league MVP 2 times, and she's won 2 Olympic gold medals. In a post on Instagram, Parker said, "The competitor in me always wants one more, but it's time." She's 38. Parker says one day she hopes to own a basketball team. In fact, 2 of them, one in the WNBA and 1 in the NBA. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.